Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Acts chapter 17, verse 28. For in him we live and move and have our being. What do you do to help you focus in your sport? And I don't just mean training and competition hours. I mean the things you watch or listen to, what you eat and who you speak to. Top-level athletes spend a lot of time learning to focus their minds and concentrate on the things that matter most. I wonder, how much does your faith in Jesus help you focus in your sport? Acts chapters 16 through to 19 records an action-packed trip for Paul, where he sees people are turning to Jesus from all walks of life as the spread of the gospel remains unstoppable. And whilst the opportunities come thick and fast, the challenges do too. One city seemed to trouble Paul most deeply. Acts chapter 17 verse 16 says that as Paul waits in Athens, he was greatly distressed to see that the city was full of idols. Once known for its art and philosophy and literature, Athens remained a hub of philosophical ideas and education, boasting to have one of the leading universities of Paul's day. And at the heart of the bustling city appeared to be a thirst for truth. But as Paul soon discovered, they were looking for it in the wrong places. As Paul sees the way the Athenians are living, he can't help but speak out. In a courageous and powerful speech, he challenges them to look past the idols of their day, which are lifeless and ultimately worthless, and instead to focus on the one true living God who stands behind everything we know and do, boldly claiming that for in him we live and move and have our being. Paul wants them to see that knowing the giver is so much greater than the gift they have been given. We are wonderfully created by a loving God, and he knows us and has great plans prepared for us to do in his name. What a great thing to focus on. So I wonder, where do your sports friends look for answers in life? What voices shape their worldview? Often as sports people, we can love our sport so much that we let it consume us. Our focus can be all about our performance, or simply an unhealthy obsession with the sport itself. It moves from being a gift and suddenly becomes an idol. On this game day, remember that your sport is a great gift given to us through the outworking of the creative human race. A human race that was made by the great architect of life, who stands above all things with infinite knowledge and wisdom. God is the one who gives us the resources we need to live, play, and compete. And he is the one who is worthy of our praise and our dedication. Focus on him first and make him the object of your worship, whatever the result and however well you perform. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for creating me and giving me the opportunity to compete in my sport today. By your Spirit, please focus my heart and mind on you first and help me to compete in a way that glorifies your name. And give me courage to speak of you to those I meet. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Now take a few moments to pray for those in your sport. Ask God to open a door for his message in your club or team this game day.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.